Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
There is a natural human desire for autonomy. People need to express their individualism and to be able to make their own choices. We are wired to want the freedom to decide, to do, and to be what we want. In this edition of By Your Life, we'll discuss the seriousness of the choices we make. Welcome to the 99th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hudeman, and I know that you have 100 different things that you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the first line from our first reading from the book of Sirach, it says, "If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you." He goes on to say that fire and water, life and death, good and evil will be set before us, and whichever we choose will be given to us. This is the frightening truth of our free will. We can have whatever we choose. There is a natural human desire for autonomy. People need to express their individualism and to be able to make their own choices. We are wired to want the freedom to decide, to do, and to be what we want. God so respects our freedom that He will allow us to experience life or death, good or evil. He will give us what we choose. Many people do not realize the potential of our free will. Millions of people go to work because they have to. They go through the motions day after day in jobs they hate. They choose to allow their circumstances to trap them. They choose to allow others to set goals for them and then complain about it. Chances are, this is someone you work with. Maybe this is you. Now, I know there are some things about our lives that we did not choose, like the circumstances of our birth, who our family is, and the events that molded us thus far. You cannot change where you came from, but you can choose where you go. You cannot choose what happens to you in life, but you can choose how you respond to your life's events. And these choices are God's gift of free will. If you read from the 15th chapter of the book of Sirach, from where our first reading was taken, and back up one verse, Ben Sira wrote, "God in the beginning created human beings and made them subject to their own free choice." This is another frightening truth of our free will. God will give us what we choose, including the rewards and consequences of those choices, and we become subject to those consequences. When we realize the power of this truth, our lives change. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen R. Covey shared 3 sentences that had a powerful impact on his life. These 3 sentences are, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom." What impacted Covey so greatly was a realization that habits, or our stimulus-response conditioning, can be changed. There is a space between stimulus and response where we have the ability to choose. Over time, with choice after choice, we make ourselves into the types of persons we become, for good or for bad. This is true of individuals and of organizations. A lot of my work with clients is in the area of core values and creating a winning company culture. One thing I believe to be true is that no one gets up in the morning thinking, "I'm going to go to work today and make this the stinkiest, most toxic place to work that I possibly can." Yet I often encounter a toxic culture, and when I do, there's usually a lot of finger-pointing going on from one department to the next, from one division to another, from upper management to lower management and back. Everyone is pointing to someone or somewhere else as the cause of the problem. And when I ask, "Why do you work here?" people are usually taken aback. They never thought to ask themselves that question. Many don't feel that they have a choice, but they do. So when I coach individuals or groups, one of the first steps is to help them realize the personal power that exists within their ability to choose. It is a change in how they think that moves them from "I have to" thinking to "I choose to" thinking, from "they made me" thinking to "I allowed them" thinking. This change in mindset is empowering simply because you move away from the place where you don't believe you have control to a place where you recognize that you do. This is a change in thinking that I find myself choosing to practice every day. If I didn't, I'd get sucked into a negative place where victims live. People working in a toxic environment don't realize that they are just as much the cause as they are the solution. The question is, which direction do they choose to go? On our resources page at buyyourlife.com, you can find a link to a short book by John G. Blumberg titled "Good to the Core: Building Value with Values." In this book, he writes that most of us want to be good to the core. We don't go running away from our values. We go drifting away. And one day, we wake up in a place we never meant to be, drifting in a direction we would never have chosen. Although we don't even realize it is happening, the truth is that we are choosing every step of the way. This leads me to our gospel for this Sunday. Jesus warns us against this human tendency to slide down a slippery slope, slowly drifting away from our values. He said, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment." He knows that uncontrolled anger leads down a slippery slope to a greater sin. He also said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." He knows that adultery begins with impure thoughts, so don't even go there. Unfortunately, our culture has already drifted away, if the halftime show at the Super Bowl is any indication. I read one comment from a man who applauded the halftime performance, saying, "God created our bodies and then gave us a free will to do with them what we want." I'm pretty sure this guy has never read what God said in this week's gospel. "Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. To help us choose the right path, God gave us His law, and Jesus intensified it. He didn't water it down to what the people thought was acceptable. He raised the standard. From a company perspective, whether they explicitly recognize it or not, all businesses also refer to standards for decision-making. These standards are hierarchical, like the rungs on a ladder. In some organizations, decisions are made from the bottom rung of the ladder. Leaders in these companies ask, "Is it legal?" The guiding question for companies that operate on the next higher rung is it ethical? And from the top rung of the ladder, where values-based companies operate, the primary question is, does it honor our core values? When I wrote my book, The Value of Core Values, I interviewed Mark Mazur, the president of MJM Electric, a commercial electrical contractor. They wire phosphate mines, breweries, powerhouses, and even nuclear power plants. It's some of the most difficult and dangerous electrical work there is, so safety and quality are their priorities. They discovered that their workers were getting multiple finger lacerations on a project, so their safety committee recommended giving every employee a pair of cut-proof gloves. These gloves are much better than leather gloves. Even a knife won't cut through them, but they cost about 10 times as much. There is no law that requires safety gloves. Hard hats are required by law on a job site, but not these gloves. But Mark felt that it was the right thing to do, so he approved the expenditure for the more expensive cut-proof gloves. The workers liked these new gloves so much they started using them all the time, even at home. They were wearing them out and losing them so fast that it was costing the company a lot of money. So the question came up, how many pairs of these cut-proof gloves should the company provide each employee? Mark Mazur decided to give his people as many pairs as they needed and not worry about whether they wore them out, lost them, or took them home. He figured that if they spent $20,000 a year on gloves and nobody cut a finger, it would be money well spent. If MJM had been operating from the bottom rung of the ladder, management wouldn't have furnished gloves at all because they weren't legally required to. If they had been operating from the middle rung where ethics guide decisions, they might have supplied one pair of gloves because it would be unethical not to protect your employees from a known danger. But because MJM operated from the highest rung where core values guided their decisions, they supplied as many pairs as necessary. Choice by choice, we can either live our beliefs and move up the ladder from legal to ethical to value-centered, or slide down the slope from is it legal to will we get caught? Whichever we choose, we will be subject to our own free choice. St. Pope John Paul taught that our free choices always accomplish two things. The first is what we will do in a certain situation, and the second is to contribute to our moral formation. When we make free choices, we are choosing the kind of person we are becoming. Over time, with choice after choice, we make ourselves into particular types of persons, for good or for bad. The repeated pattern of choices is what become our habits. The saint is someone who, through freedom, integrates God's law into his life so deeply that they become his own. They become second nature to him. They become his habits. The Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen said, "If you do not live what you believe, you will end up believing what you live." If we choose to, we can keep the commandments, and they will save us. If not, we will be choosing damnation. That is the frightening truth of our free will. Let us pray for the wisdom this week as we make thousands of seemingly inconsequential choices. Heavenly Father, send us your Spirit so that when we are presented with choices this week, we will choose to keep your commandments. Strengthen our resolve to do what is right and avoid what is wrong, and to be a true friend to others when we see that they are straying. Awaken in us the desire to honor you in all we do. May God bless you abundantly this week as you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. You can forward, share, or click to post on our website at buyyourlife.com. And you can also check out the resources page where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in this and other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I am always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback by leaving a comment.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's LEARN2PRAY to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.